This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. So don't forget to check us out over there. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can go over there. And you can communicate with us right there by sending us a message. Got a little thing that says, if you want to contact the show, send a message. It takes a few minutes to get to us, but when we get it, we'll try to answer it as soon as we can. Okay, right now, joining us from the Kyle Warren Show out there in California is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I forgot to ask you in the first hour, what's the temperature?
Actually, tonight we've warmed up a little bit. It's about 68 degrees.
Thank you. You're warmer than we are. We're at 56.
Yep.
And it's going to stay colder tonight.
Yep.
We got a week of miserable weather here, unfortunately, where it's going to be a little bit below average every day and every night. But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. There you go. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, and we talked a little bit about this the last hour, former President Donald Trump said that if he wins the presidency again, his first executive action would be to restart construction of the wall on the southern U.S. border. And do you know what one of the comments was from one of the Democrats down there that doesn't want this at all? Do you know what one of the comments was?
What was that?
We can't sell all of the fence equipment fast enough to buy auction.
Well, right. Well, assuming that all this comes together, given that, obviously there would be a ramp up in production. There would be, all kinds of things happening. But, you know, Captain, the irony, again, of all this is that it's no longer theoretical. This is something that the American people, both Republican, Democrat, and Independent, have had a good long look at. What does a chaotic border policy look like, and what are the consequences? And Joe Biden has given that to them in droves.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is that we get pennies on the dollar for the material that's sitting there that we aren't using. We would get hosed big time. Why on earth would any sane person want to do that?
Well, that's exactly right. Well, the whole point of stopping the wall and all these things is the ultimate goal is destabilization, to allow the system to become so overwhelmed and things to get so bad that the Democrat Party elite provides some kind of quote-unquote solution to things.
That's not the solution.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But all in all these detrimental policies that are just demonstrably bad, they continue on with, and they don't care about the wall, the material, the wasted money. None of that makes any difference to them.
Last week, President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 43%. This is from Rasmussen. Most voters believe, however, that Joe Biden's immigration policy is worse than former President Donald Trump's policy and expect the issue to affect the midterm elections. He's underwater there by 40 to 58. He's minus 18 points on the border. Now, the president also earned a monthly job approval rating of 40% in January. 40%. 2 points down from December. And while a majority of Americans have positive opinions about Amazon, they also fear that local businesses are going to suffer from the online competition where the prices of some of the things are not competitive at all with what the market is. Now, half of the voters also believe that President Joe Biden should be impeached. And nearly as many think Republicans will do it if they win a congressional majority in the midterm elections. And I happen to think they might, too.
Well, they just very well might. And certainly the notion of impeachment, I think once the Republicans win the majorities, then that question of impeachment becomes a lot more viable in that sense. Whether or not there would be a critical mass in the country to go through it and actually do that, it would depend on what's happening right then. Because, Captain, we've got a little bit of time between now and November, and the one thing that I am very, very concerned with is what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, China and Taiwan as well, because that's going to play in to what Joe Biden does next. And God help us all if he starts making horrible decisions when these events likely begin to unfold.
Yep, and we'll have more, folks, when we come back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I will be right back. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is our Monday morning edition, and we're off and running. And I do mean off and running. Got a lot more coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Well, the right after this is right after this right now, because here I is, and I'm right after this. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, again, Relief Factor is something I've been taking for 7 years. It's a product that works for me, and it'll work for you, too. All you got to do is give it a try. It's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and swelling over time in my left leg and foot and ankle. And I took some last night before the show started, a little bit before midnight, and I was having an issue, and it went away. In about 30 minutes, boom, gone. Problem solved. So there you go. Now, that's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it actually will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. Now, it targets the underlying problem from areas and four different metabolic pathways and goes right straight to the source to alleviate the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something your body needs to have anyway, so it's good for you. And it supports healthy joints and muscles as well. Now, here's the deal. $19.95 is what it costs to start the three-week quick start. $19.95. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website they gave me. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. Check it out. Go over there. $19.95. You get it started. There's no clubs to join. There's no add-on charges. None of that stuff. $19.95 gets it going. You get it in 3 to 5 days. You can get it sooner if you want to pay the extra freight to do that. That's up to you. But give it a try. See what happens. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Vladimir Putin and President Xi signaled a new level of cooperation between their countries. They're singing Kumbaya now?
Well, they are singing Kumbaya to a great degree. We know that for a long time they've got the basically what's called the good neighborly, friendship pact, or this basically it's what it is. And
we scratch your back, you wash our socks.
Well, right. Well, I mean, but they see the ability to have massive influence geopolitically. They see what's happening with the United States. They see what's happening with Joe Biden. And I think that they feel that whatever their timetable is, it just gets ramped up because of it, and because there's a lot of uncertainty that's going on. But from their perspective, I think they feel a lot more certain, and I hate to say this, because of the way that Joe Biden has acted since becoming president. And that's not a good thing. Say what you will about Donald Trump, but I think, Captain, that they were much more concerned with going up against Donald Trump as president prior to Joe Biden than they ever have been about Joe Biden. And that's because, again, Trump projected strength. He projected that he was a strong leader. If he projected he had his hand on the wheel of the ship, as it were. And Joe Biden just kind of seems out to lunch. And that, to them, is weakness. And when we project weakness, we're going to get some other events happening that aren't in our interest or the interest of our friends.
Well, here's the problem, okay? The Democrats, with a couple of these investigations, including the January 6th Commission, are trying to come up with anything they can to try to destroy Donald Trump's chances of running for president and being elected. You know that, right?
Well, of course. Yeah, they see it coming. Yeah.
And if they can find any hint of collusion with Donald Trump and the January 6th insurgents, I guess is what they're calling them, if they can find any collusion there, then that's going to be the basis for legislation that they have the votes for to disqualify Donald Trump from running again.
Well, right. Well, there's going to be a real airing as we get up to November. There's going to be a real airing of what happened on January the 6th. The Democrat committee will, trot out all their stuff and try to do their narrative. They'll have a lot of foot soldiers in the media helping them. But at the same time, we're going to hear about things like Donald Trump saying, look, you have access to 20,000 U.S., National Guard troops that would be there to augment security on January 6th because there were rumblings of big protests and these kinds of things that could easily get out of hand. And I think the mirror is going to be turned right back at people like Nancy Pelosi in the sense that they weren't doing all possible to make sure nothing bad happened. And I think the American people will make some pretty informed decisions because, they're going to be getting a lot more information, sometimes in spite of what the mainstream media is going to do generally. But trying to create that narrative is going to be a lot harder than the Democrat Party elite thinks.
Well, we can only hope, but there are a couple of things here that tell me that you're absolutely right. The first one is most voters now think that President Joe Biden is one of the worst ever to hold the office and rank him below his two immediate predecessors in the White House, Donald Trump and Barack Obama. They say he's much worse.
He is much worse, I think, on just about all different levels. And it kind of goes back to what I was just mentioning a few moments ago. They also perceive, Captain, rightly so, that Joe Biden just doesn't have his hand on the wheel. He's not a steady force.
He doesn't know where the wheel is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Point me towards the wheel. I don't. And this is a bad, bad thing because we've seen Joe Biden decline. Sometimes you see some of this archival footage of Biden talking only a few short years ago. That's a different Joe Biden than the person we see today, right? By leaps and bounds.
Now, here's something else that tells me that there's a big problem. 29% now, 29% of likely U.S. voters believe the country is headed in the right direction. That's the lowest it's been yet.
Well, and again, we worry about the 29%. We want to help them as much as possible, obviously.
Yeah, can we get them some psychological help, please?
Well, because, you know, obviously, I don't think anybody can really take a look around and say this is what should be happening in America. You've got a lot of people, and I think, Captain, you know, as much as the Democrat Party elite try to divide everybody with racial, you know, race identity politics and these kinds of things, it crosses over these lines. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're black or white or what have you, whatever your ethnicity is, your racial background is, it's crossing all those lines, because nobody can walk out of their front door every morning and say, okay, this is all good. It's all good what's happening right now, because it just doesn't wash.
Yeah. Now, Stacey Abrams, once again, has put herself in the middle of a pickle. She used the Black History Month to hit back at critics after she was caught maskless in a photo with about 50 or 60 kids who were all masked up. She wasn't.
Interesting, right.
How's it feel to be special?
Right. Well, I guess maybe as governor she can make that call.
And then she made it worse because she deleted the picture that everybody saw, and then that made it worse.
Yeah, that's actually a really bad idea, you know. Weather it, talk about it. I mean, Captain, the most ridiculous explanation of no mask wearing has got to go to the mayor of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti, who said he takes off his mask, he holds his breath, and it's zero risk, and takes a picture and then puts his mask back on. You know, that just takes the cake. So
if
maybe Stacey Abrams could do that.
If you believe that, I have a bridge that crosses the Atlantic Ocean that I will sell you.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is the mayor of a major American city who says, I hold my breath.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Now, Bill Maher has been on fire lately in terms of his critique of the COVID restrictions and the liberal establishment. 2 weeks ago, he had on Barry Weiss, who exoriated the restrictions and how much they'd hurt kids. Now, she called it a catastrophic moral crime, and last week, Maurer himself tore into the left and how they had gone mental with their crazy policies and rules. Good for thee, but not for me.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the rules for thee, but not for me, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People see what's happening. They see that there is an elitist movement, and some people, they want to be the enforcers because they think that if they can really be the enforcer in the grocery store or something like that, that somehow they're identifying with the elite and they're on the side of whatever, but it's just more division.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to be talking about that incomparable national security expert, Jake Sullivan. Yeah, I think Kyle knows more than he does. We'll be right back with more Don't Go Anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia could invade Ukraine at any moment, according to a senior advisor to President Biden. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was making the rounds on the Sunday morning talk circuit in Washington including to ABC's This Week.
He has put himself in a position with military deployments to be able to act aggressively against Ukraine at any time now, and we are working hard to rally our allies, to provide material support to the Ukrainians, to reinforce our eastern allies, in particular Poland and Romania and the Baltic states.
Sullivan added that Russia has assembled at least 70% of the military firepower it likely intends to have in place by the middle of the month. He adds that the conflict would come at an enormous human cost. At the box office this weekend, it was Jackass Forever that topped the list. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And Armed America Radio's Monster Cast was on many of these stations last night. Another great show by Mark. You go to armedamericaradio.org to find out more. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and company. And his deal is, if you go over to his website, MyPillow.com, and you click on the Radio Listener Specials box link that's right there, you'll see it. Click on that link, it'll open up, and you'll get about 150 items that are all marked down insanely low prices. Now, some of them will be marked down 50%, some will be marked down 67%, some will be marked down 75%, and there's even some buy one, get ones in there, too. And you can find really deep discounts for some of the great MyPillow products that are over there. Now, what he's trying to do is get rid of some overstock, and that's what you'll be doing. You'll need a promo code to get those prices. The promo code will always be the word Captain. Yep, Captain, that's me. Or you can give them a call and talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. So, the website is MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials, a big box that's there. You'll go into there, and then the promo code will be Captain. The phone number will be 800-641-5459. Remember, they have a 60-day return policy, too. So, whatever you see, if it doesn't work out for you, no questions asked. Within 60 days, send it back, and boom, You get your money back. That's that. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. You know what, Captain? We've got a brand new affiliate to tell everybody about.
AM and FM.
Welcome to the show tonight. That's right. AM and FM. It's WMIC. That's 660 AM and 95.3 FM. Folks, it's in Sandusky, Saginaw, Flint, Sterling Heights, Michigan. So welcome to our new affiliate, and glad to be on the airwaves there.
And their fringe areas take them into Detroit and Toledo.
That's amazing. That's
Holy
amazing.
Toledo!
That's huge. That's right. Holy Toledo, Batman. I'll tell you. But, yes, and so that's definitely a great signal. And so welcome to WMIC. Also, we've got, of course, Richard the Marine checking in the chat room tonight. And also, Cousin Vinny is in there as well, Captain.
Was he out looking for Russian submarines?
He might have been. Well, of course, now more than ever. Because of what's going on, for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Now, we also heard from Fred in Sarasota. I got an email here a little while ago. I'm sorry, Fred, I didn't mention it sooner. But I forgot about it because I got wrapped up in something else here. But anyway, Fred says, I say the best example of a racist is a person that has decided to narrow a Supreme Court nominee to a black woman. Well, he's right.
Well, it certainly would be, for example, if you put an ad in the paper for a specific racial gender makeup, you might get in a lot of trouble.
You would get sued.
Like, well, of course.
You're violating the Civil Rights Act. You can't do that. So how come we can get away with it with a Supreme Court justice?
Well, because President Biden, of course, enjoys a lot of support in the mainstream media, obviously. But in the context of what he's doing, it just kind of seems like there's some pandering going on here.
No kidding.
Because I think the polls are also showing, too, Captain, that most people want Biden to consider all different kinds of possibilities. And you know what? If he were to appoint a black woman to the Supreme Court, well, that's wonderful. But I think that the American people don't want this kind, again, of identity politics being thrust upon the high court. I think it's a false comparison to Ronald Reagan back in 1980 in the early 1980s with Sandra Day O'Connor, because Joe Biden made this promise, and we found out, didn't Clyburn have something to do with this? This is kind of a thing to get support and so forth. So he did it in a particular political environment, which kind of diminishes the notion of having an African-American woman on the Supreme Court. This is what Joe Biden is doing.
So Joe Biden's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, goes on all three of the networks on Sunday, stoking up concern about a political potential invasion, rather, of Ukraine by Russia. Now, we all know that that's possibly on the table. He doesn't have everything in place to do it, but we certainly know that that's something that could be done. I wouldn't be stoking the fires like he did. Now, he was on Fox News Sunday, and Martha McCallum was the guest host. She said, and I quote, McCallum asked, why didn't Biden restart the Keystone XL pipeline and oil drilling leases, which the administration had stopped because the U.S. had energy independence, which was large leverage for the U.S. over Russia. But now we didn't have that anymore, and we were even buying more oil from Russia, even in the face of these threats that Biden is waving a flag about regarding Ukraine. Do you know what he said?
What did he say?
His answer was a non-answer. He said, and I quote, we're still a big producer. We're still going to make sure that Russia doesn't use oil as a weapon. We're going to make sure that Russia doesn't use energy as a weapon. By buying more of their oil and reducing our ability? Really? Really? What kind of sense does that make? Why would we destroy our position and help Russia?
Well, you know, Captain, that is a very, very good question. And certainly, with all the talk about Russia and Russia manipulates everything, Russia evidently picks the American president. That's what we were told before. But somehow he didn't pick Biden. Biden, you know, slid right in there, right under the nose, I guess, of Vladimir Putin. But of course, they can't answer that question. They can't answer the question of why they destroyed our energy independence. Quite frankly, it's because they wanted to. They wanted to do this. They believe that they're going to shoehorn us into some kind of electric utopia, but that's not happening anytime soon. And our foreign policy and our place in the world is suffering for it.
And in addition to shutting down the Keystone XL and oil drilling leases, Biden also waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, helping Russia with that pipeline. Now, Biden begged OPEC to produce more oil. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
He even doubled the amount of oil imported from Saudi Arabia. You know that.
Right.
We've tripled the amount of oil we get from Russia. You know that.
Right.
And in May of last year, Biden surged the Russian oil and oil imports by 23% to 844,000 barrels a day from the prior month, which was almost 10% of all our oil exports for the month. The only country we import more oil from is Canada.
Very interesting. Well, it's really twofold, too, Captain, because not only does killing the Keystone XL pipeline, et cetera, stopping drilling, et cetera, that hurts our foreign policy, but it hurts everyday Americans who have to put gas in their tanks. And Joe Biden, you know, is not going to do anything about our place in the world and how we can operate in terms of our foreign policy and the benefit for ourselves and for our allies, but also everyday people are paying through the nose.
Well, here's the answer that was given, and pay attention to this one, folks. Martha McCallum pressed Sullivan, asking if he does concede we are no longer energy independent as we were before. And his answer was very revealing. Here it is, word for word, and I quote, "What I would say is that the U.S. is investing massively in being a leader in an energy transition for which, yes, for now, we will continue to use fossil fuels. But over the course of years and decades, we will become a clean energy superpower." He claimed that's where the strategic advantage would lie. Is he out of his mind?
Well, maybe one day in the future, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you get into the future, maybe, but you can't hobble yourself right now for the way the world works right now.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're seeing what Putin's getting ready to do. We know what China's getting ready to do. It's
just
right there.
Just to summarize what I just said, folks, Jake Sullivan admitted they're killing our energy position on purpose. That's what he said, because of their insane clean energy goals and wanting to go all electric with the cars and the trucks and this, that, and the other, and it's not going to work.
No, it's a great example of what looks like long-term thinking, but it's really short-term thinking.
It's short-term thinking out of your you-know-what. Jeez. All right, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with a Trucker's Highway Bible Report.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
800-965-1433.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is knee pain getting in the way of your daily life? Are you staying clear of places with steps or giving up travel because the pain is unbearable? Hi, Mike Gallagher here for Total Therapy Florida. Maybe you've been told you need a knee replacement, or maybe knee pain is changing the way you live your life. Either way, Total Therapy Florida can help with knee pain before knee replacement is even recommended, or before and after knee replacement surgery. They even have a free ebook on their website, TotalTherapyFL.com, that can answer many of your questions about knee replacements. Better yet, give them a call and set up a free consultation. 941-375-8183. Total Therapy Florida is just minutes away from you with locations in Sarasota, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, and Northport. Medicare and most insurances are accepted. Call today, 941-375-8183. That's 941-375-8183. Or go to TotalTherapyFL.com. That's TotalTherapyFL.com. Be sure to tell them Mike Gallagher sent you.
Because no matter what, no matter where, you need the truth. And specifically, if you're listening from Palmetto to Laurel or in the heart of Sarasota, you can get the answer on FM 93.7. Always on AM 930. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. And depending on where you are, on FM.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Behind that mask, do you? And did you think the smoke will never win?
righty. A little Elton John there. I'm still standing, and we're going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Okay, Kyle, take it away out west and tell us all about those winds up there in Montana.
Well, that's right, Captain. We do have a lot of winds to tell you about tonight in the state of Montana, and you're going to have wind warnings and wind watches covering
80-mile-an-hour winds is all they need to know.
That's right. So wherever you're traveling, just be very, very careful. And because obviously with those kinds of gusts, that's faster than a hurricane. So you definitely want to be prepared for that, especially if you're in the Great Falls area, Helena, all the way down through Bozeman and so forth, and all the way up into northeastern Montana, Glasgow as well. So just be careful out there. Be prepared for just about anything. Also, high wind watches along I-80 tonight. This is going to be west of Laramie as you head towards Elk Mountain. Also, freezing fog still there. We had this last hour as well, but it's still there. Interstate 86 as you come along Pocatello, Idaho. Also, almost over to Twin Falls as well, but that freezing fog still there. Also, high winds kicking up now in Southern California. We got the high pressure. We got a big offshore flow. That's why the temperatures are up here in Southern California. But Cajon Pass also could have some pretty high winds as well. So be careful out there with your high-profile vehicles if you're traveling in that area.
Okay, well, we've got us a little clipper here cruising along here amongst the Great Lakes right now. Possibility of some snow up there in Wisconsin, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the western side of Michigan, on the east side of Lake Michigan. Also a possibility of some snow down there, central Ohio, and then over into the upstate New York area, north of Watertown, going up towards Canada. You do have snow right now, and it's been snowing for several hours from I-95 on down from Nova Scotia and the main line all the way down to, let's see here, down to Massachusetts, and then it picks up along I-90 and goes over towards I-91, down to Hartford, down to New Haven. We've got a little bit of snow in the southern part of New York, just north of New York City. Looks like we got some in the higher elevations of New Jersey. Looks like we got some in the higher elevations right there of Maryland as well, as you go out west on I-70. We got some snow right now in the mountains of North Carolina, especially up in the Piedmont area, west of Winston-Salem, so be advised of that. Got some wind along the east coast, from Virginia down to about Wilmington, North Carolina. Got some wind hugging the coast from South Carolina all the way down to just about Jacksonville. So that's what's going on there. Now, we also have some fog tonight down in South Florida coming across Alligator Alley. Alley, dense fog down there tonight with the difference in the warmer temperatures and the colder temperatures coming that way, so be advised of that. And then down in Texas, down along the Mexican border, we've got an area of wind, and it's pushing some of the water on towards the shore. We've got a coastal flood warning down there on up to about Corpus Christi, and that'll just about do it for the rain and the wind and the snow that we're looking at. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night on the radio.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a great night.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. And again, as I was telling you, we do have a clipper. It's bringing some snow along, but up there in Montana, I-90 and I-94 make the split there at the Crow Indian Reservation, and I-90 goes south down towards Rapid City, South Dakota, and I-94 goes straight east over into North Dakota. And I will tell you that you've got 80-mile-an-hour winds up there, I-94 north to the Canadian border, in about half of Montana. So you need to understand that it's very dangerous up there with those windy conditions, and it's strong enough to blow you off the road. So please be careful up there on I-94 and I-90 in Montana. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it seems the Russians decided to fly a couple of nuclear-capable bombers into Belarus and landed them there to go along with a military drill that's going on with their 5,000 troops that are drilling with the Belarus military.
That's a fact.
So everybody's concerned about an attack being imminent. Milley came out and said that Kiev would fall in 4 days. What's the latest on your end?
Well, that's what I heard, too, which I think was really a terrible thing for Milley to even say. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't help the situation, certainly the relationship and the confidence that NATO has in support of Ukraine. Now, Ukraine is not part of NATO, but nonetheless, it demoralizes a country. So I don't think I would have put that out there at all. But apparently there was a classified hearing with members of the up on the Hill, members of Congress, and that was his summary. So if that's the truth, then I would say that we need to put more pressure on some of these other countries too to support NATO. I mean, to support Ukraine.
Yeah, Germany has really fallen down on the job here.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all in with Russia. But the other piece is, where are these other countries in having really hard-line discussions with Russia? And President Xi, for that matter, because of their Putin's and President Xi's newfound deeper friendship that was put on full display at the Olympics.
Yeah, they're pals now. they're pals. And, of course, did you see the Chinese Olympic skater take the dive up against the boards?
I did.
And then she lost points and was no longer number one anymore, and people didn't like that?
She's American-born and essentially defected to be on the Chinese team.
Yeah.
So there's poetic justice in that.
All right. Hold the thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.